U.S. President Donald Trump has signed a $2.3 trillion pandemic aid and spending package approved by Congress last week. The package includes $1.4 trillion to fund government agencies. Trump earlier threatened to block the bill and demanded Congress increase the size of stimulus checks for struggling Americans from $600 to $2,000. COVID-19 cases in the United States have topped 19 million, with over 332,000 deaths. California has become the first state to have more than 2 million cases. By far, the U.S. remains the nation worst hit by the pandemic, making up more than 23% of the global caseload. European Union nations have kicked off a coordinated effort to give COVID-19 vaccinations to the most vulnerable among the bloc's nearly 450 million people. Healthcare workers, the elderly, and leading politicians got some of the first shots across the 27-nation bloc. The vaccines, developed by Germany's BioNTech and American drug maker Pfizer, started arriving in super cold containers at EU hospitals on Friday from a factory in Belgium. All those getting shots will have to come back in 3 weeks for a second dose. Confirmed COVID-19 cases in Japan have increased to more than 221,000. Close to 57,000 infections have been reported in Tokyo, the highest in the country. Japan is starting to halt new entry of foreign nationals in response to the COVID-19 variant reported overseas. But business people and students from countries such as China, Thailand, and South Korea will not be affected by the policy, scheduled to be effective through late January. China suspended regular passenger flights to and from the United Kingdom in light of the emergence of a new coronavirus variant. The suspension will last through January 10th. Iran's pursuing 48 Americans in the assassination of Qasem Soleimani after three new names were added to a wanted list. The Iranian general was killed in a U.S. airstrike nearly a year ago in Baghdad. Tehran says harsh revenge is still on the agenda. So far, it's requested help from Interpol and six countries to arrest the suspects. China's financial regulators say they've identified major problems in Ant Group's business operations and have urged the company to make plans and set a timetable as soon as possible to fix the problems in accordance with supervision requirements. Ant Group is the financial arm of Alibaba and the parent company of mobile payment business Alipay. It's required to address operating problems such as flaws in corporate governance, poor legal awareness, and leveraging market dominance to exclude competitors. It's also asked to return to its original business as a payment services provider and enhance transparency of transactions. The Beijing-Xiong'an Intercity Railway linking the Chinese capital and Xiong'an New Area in northern Hebei province is now operating. The 91-kilometer line has high-speed trains running at 350 kilometers per hour. The railway line allows trains to cover the distance between Beijing West Railway Station and Xiong'an New District in 50 minutes. It only takes 19 minutes for the train to travel between Daxing International Airport and Xiong'an New Area. Official data shows that China's home appliance sector posted rising output in November. The country's refrigerator and washing machine makers saw double-digit growth in production last month. The output of refrigerators amounted to 9 million units, up 23% from last year, while washing machines reached 8.6 million sets, up 13% from a year earlier.